Are you able to point out one or two of your best business decisions?
Yeah, probably. This is probably number one. The Quick Trip meeting with Chester, following up on an idea that I had, was probably one of the best things I've ever done, period. Another thing that I should have done and I did do was I resigned from my dad's business at about age 32 because I needed to be in business for myself. That was a biggie for me also.
But that was a contentious relationship between you and your dad for a
long
time.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Was it just a personality?
Yeah, I think it was. He grew up in a different generation than I grew up in, and I was interested in things that he wasn't prepared to talk to me about, and one of them was ownership in the business at my young age of 32. So, yeah, it caused stress, and I did the right thing by deciding to leave, yes.
Students who are interested in business and they're listening to you, what kind of advice do you give to these young people or young adults that want to start a business?
I don't give advice, but I do believe this, that everything starts with a dream or an idea. An idea is a dream, in my opinion. If the dream has substance to it, it needs to be followed until a logical conclusion. But most people cannot do that because people cannot make decisions in the same way that I make decisions. I can, what I call, pull the trigger. I can think about something and then decide, instead of, oh, I'd like to do that, I do it. And I pull the trigger. Well, every once in a while, I pull it on bad deals. And good deals are better than bad deals. I'll just flat tell you that. Yeah.
So that's an instinct that we've talked about earlier.
Most people cannot pull the trigger. Most people sit around and talk about, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that, I'd like to do something else. But they cannot pull the trigger to leave the comfort of their employment or whatever arrangements they are in to go out and do something that has risk involved in it. I am not risk averse.
Then how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I think that I would like to be remembered as somebody who was honest and honorable and worked hard. Yeah. Those things are enough for me. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for this time we've spent with you, giving your time. I know you're a busy guy. I don't know how many businesses you're balancing right now.
I'm getting ready to go to a bank director's meeting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
right.
Involved in that. And a lot fewer things than I used to be because the older you get, your energy level decreases. And most people who are not old do not understand that. And I used to be able to multitask a whole bunch of things at one time. I cannot anymore because I just don't have the energy.
You know? Yeah.
So I'm in a few things, and I try to do them as well as I can.
Well, thank you, Bert, for this time. I appreciate you doing it very much. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm happy to be involved with this thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.